The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Since daddy had to fly, oh, but I know a place where we can go, still untouched by men. So watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass fades in the wind. You can lay your head back on the ground, let your
probably one of Don Henley's best solo songs that he's ever written, and he's 75 years old today. Al Gattulo, Joe Sebilia, sitting in for Joe Piscopo on the Joe Piscopo Show right here on AM 970, The Answer. I got an opportunity to meet Don Henley a long, long time ago on my first radio job, and we partook in some herbal things, and they were quite good.
Oh, really?
I have to say, yes.
Oh, I love basil.
He has no. It's not. It was not basil. It looks like basil, but it wasn't, or oregano. No, he had some fantastic weed that we actually smoked when I was 21 years old at the old Hard Rock Cafe. So he is quite the gentleman. Don Henley was
very nice. Yes. I can't claim to have ever gotten high with a celebrity, or ever have gotten high at all.
Well, I got. Not only did I get, and by the way, for those who know, yeah, I'm not the Bill Clinton guy. I puffed but didn't inhale. I inhaled. Full disclosure.
Good.
But not only that, on that same day, not only did I get high with Don Henley, but I also drank beers with Van Halen, with Sammy Hagar and Eddie Van Halen.
That's very impressive. Michael,
yes, it was quite the exacta, and it's the trifecta. I don't know. I don't know horse racing. Whatever. Anyway, the Daily Double, let's just say.
Yes.
On that day. And that got me started in radio, and continues to this day, although I don't get to hang out with people like that. I do get to hang out with Joe Piscopo, which is always a lot of fun. Eight minutes after the hour of 7 here on AM 970, The Answer. Coming up in this hour, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis is going to join us. She represents New York's 11th Congressional District. We're going to talk to her about congestion pricing that is going on. The MTA wants to implement congestion pricing in New York City. I think it's just another tax on the citizens here below 65th Street, or whatever they're calling it here. They want to tax you for driving down into Midtown and Lower Manhattan. This is supposed to be really for businesses and deliveries, but really it affects the common person that travels back and forth into New York City. I have to travel into New York City every day by car. It's not that I can't afford to use public transportation. It's simply not available to me at the time that I need it. The earliest train that would get me into Penn Station would be somewhere around 5:30, which is far too late for me to be in the city. And, you know, I probably could go to Jersey City and take the path. But again, it's more obstacles rather than just being able to just drive in and park. And so what New Jersey citizens want to know, are they going to get double taxed? So Congresswoman Malliotakis and Congressman Josh Gottheimer in North Jersey, in Bergen County, they want to implement a freeze on federal monies until the MTA and the city say people who travel in from New Jersey or somebody who travels in from the outer boroughs like Staten Island or Brooklyn is not going to get taxed again, not going to get hit with another fee again after they pay. Now, think about it. From a person from Staten Island, if you're traveling over the Verrazano Bridge to head into New York City via car, you are paying a one-way toll on the Verrazano Bridge. It used to be the toll was the other way when you're coming into Staten Island. Now, when you're leaving Staten Island and coming back in, they've split the toll again like it was back in the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
So you're paying eight and change if you have an easy pass. I don't know how much more it is if you don't have an easy pass, probably $12, $15, whatever it is. Then you're paying again if you decide to use the, I call it the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. I don't call it any other
thing. Huell Carey Tunnel.
Right. Nobody calls it that. Anyway, if you go in through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, you're paying another $5 or $3 or whatever it is. So you're basically paying, if you have an easy pass, you're basically paying about $12 to get into the city. Now, all of a sudden, as soon as you enter Lower Manhattan, you're going to get hit again with another toll? That's ridiculous. It shouldn't happen. I don't think that, first off, the MTA is saying that this would generate $1 billion in revenue for them to maintain the MTA. My question to them is, what have you done with all the money that you've gotten in all these years? You haven't maintained the system. They're still using switches from the 1910s. I mean, it's a subway system that's well over 100 years old and has not been upgraded. So where is all this money that you know that you've been collecting from people? Where is it going?
Think about it this way, though. It's kind of fascinating that I think a lot of people think of New York as almost like five separate cities. They don't think of the five boroughs as one city. We're paying all this money to travel within the confines of one city, even though some boroughs, like Staten Island, would much prefer not to be part of the city.
No, well, I mean, but that's listen, and Councilman Joe Borelli is going to join us at 9:05. We'll argue that point. He is trying to ratchet up seceding again. Look, I think back when they initially wanted to secede from Staten Island back in the late 80s, I thought it was a good idea. I was living on Staten Island at the time, and it actually made a lot of sense. And even Councilman Borelli will stoke the argument, and I think in some ways he's right. That Staten Island would be just fine on its own if it was a separate entity of New York.
That would have made much more sense, though, years ago before the Verrazano was constructed and there was no bridge even connecting
it.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken, and I know that the councilman is up on all of Staten Island history, if I'm not mistaken, originally Staten Island was supposed to be a part of New Jersey. It wasn't even supposed to be a part
of
the
Staten Island. That sounds right.
And the councilman will correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Staten Island was actually going to be a part of New Jersey. So, you know, we'll see. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is the fact that why is it that the MTA cannot seem to police themselves when it comes to spending money? Now, I get it. Fare evasion is a big problem. A lot of people jumping over turnstiles, not paying on the bus. I understand that. Those are things that that should be curbed. The police should do their job and get those things done. Unfortunately, they're not arresting people that are fare beaters. And why? Because they're not being prosecuted. They're being let out of jail. So the congestion pricing thing is a big topic. We're going to talk to Congresswoman Maliotakis about that. But the other part of it, and leading into my whole, you know, not prosecuting people, Lee Zeldin, who is running for governor, who is the current congressman right now on Long Island, he was attacked last night at a rally. He was having a speech. Apparently, a gentleman got on stage. He was apparently inebriated and lunged at the congressman with a sharp object. Not sure if it was a knife or not. Was quickly subdued. A congressman grabbed him by the wrist to prevent him from striking him. A couple of other people jumped up on stage. There's video of it on social media. They got the guy to the ground. He was immediately arrested, charged with assault, and let go on his own recognizance. This is the problem with New York. Bail reform is a big problem. And any of these state senators and assemblymen and whatever that want to turn a blind eye to this to say that it's not happening, get your head out of the sand. Honestly, maybe the heat wave has affected you way too much. But bail reform is a problem in this city. Alvin Bragg, I agree with Congressman Zeldin. Alvin Bragg should be fired or stepped down. What he did to the bodega owner 2 weeks ago, that only just this week decided not to press charges against him, is absurd. A guy goes behind the counter, attacks this guy. He turns around and defends himself because he has no idea what this guy is doing. He doesn't know if he's got a knife or a gun or whatever. By the way, the guy who attacked him, career criminal, So, okay, right? He attacks him. He stabs the guy. The guy dies. He's self-defense. It's clear cut. I'm an idiot, and even I know that it was self-defense. If you watch the video for 10 seconds, you could see that this is self-defense.
It speaks to Alvin Bragg's reputation in the city when the Democrats, and the Democrats who necessarily are not high on law enforcement,
right,
want to see this guy fired.
Right.
It says something about your reputation when that's how disliked you are by both sides.
People do not understand. There is a reason why the broken windows policy worked. It's why when Mayor Giuliani got in, and again, full disclosure, for those, you know, whatever. Yes, Mayor Giuliani did a great job protecting New York City, did a great job as mayor. It did start, though, at the very tail end of Mayor Dinkins' time in office. People forget that. Dinkins doesn't get enough credit for this. He got the money from the federal government to hire more police. It was because he lost the election that Mayor Giuliani jumped in and started hiring more cops and ultimately save this city from going under. So, you know, let's give credit where credit is due. Mayor Dinkins secured the money. It was Mayor Giuliani who hired the cops to get things rolling along, and that's a good thing. But you cannot continue to let people out for doing things. This guy went at Congressman Zeldin with a sharp object or a knife last night. He attempted to hurt him. He should be in jail. Not released on his own recognizance. It is absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand it. I don't understand why the state legislature will not go back in and renegotiate this. It is absurd. You're allowing a guy who has shoplifted 50, 100 times, continues to get arrested, is simply let go, is simply put back out on the street to again and again and again do the things that he's being arrested for. There has to be consequences to your actions. These liberals of the far left think that people are just going, okay, I'll just come back when my court date, you know, and I'll serve my time. No, they don't care. They don't care about the law. These are the people that have to be put away. And if you start doing that on a more consistent basis, the streets are going to get cleaned up. More people are going to come here. Now, look, at the end of June, we had a record high people staying at hotels to come into this city. Let's not lose the momentum here. Every city in the country has been affected during the pandemic for the last 2 years. Let's try and get back to some sort of normalcy. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. So Congressman Maliotakis is going to join us in a few moments. Bruce Blakeman, the Nassau County Executive, is going to join us at 7:40. Nassau's back concert, that's taking place next weekend with Joan Jett. We'll talk about that. Concerns about shark sightings, people getting bit. In the ocean, it is a trying time. Use the buddy system, people. But real quick, want to go to the phones before we have to break. Harold from North Carolina is calling in. Harold, good morning. You're on the Joe Piscopo Show with Al Gattullo and Joe Sebelia.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I see the mayor of New York is complaining about illegal immigrants.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
Well, you know what? If you put the sign on the southern border, no anchor babies, no health care, no housing, no free education, they'll turn around and go back home.
Yeah. You know what, Harold? I can't disagree with you on that one. You're absolutely right. I mean, he's complaining, but the bottom line is the president that is sitting in office right now in the United States is allowing the border to stay open and allow these people to come in, and he's shipping them all over the place. And New York City is just one of so many cities that have to have these people here. And you know what? The border should be closed. I agree with you 100%. Thanks for the call. Listen, we have to take a break here because we want to get to Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis. She's going to join us next on the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe is off today. He is taking care of some issues with his daughter, and he will be back on the air on Monday. But first, let's get a look at the traffic with Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, good morning.
Thanks, Al. Let's see what's happening. First of all, your subways are running on or close. Inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland, all about 15 minutes in across the board. You're building up 208 southbound, heading down through Fairlawn. Watch for stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway North at 127, a disabled vehicle over by the Driscoll Bridge. Traffic is still bunching up for you on the eastbound side of the BQE, getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. And we're still seeing a lot of volume on the eastbound BQE as you get up toward that ramp to the westbound Grand Central. It looks like a disabled vehicle right on that ramp. It's been out there for quite a while. Westbound BQE, that's going to be stop and go down by McGinnis-Humboldt. The Grand Central Parkway eastbound at 188th, a collision. And traffic is moving solely eastbound LIE, getting out toward Little Neck Parkway. It looks like some issues over there to deal with as well. Sunny today, high of 94. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Nature Valley has helped restore access to 10,000 miles of national park trails and counting, because everyone deserves to experience what's out there, like your kids, and even their kids' kids. So head over to your local park trail to see for yourself. Nature Valley. Life happens out there.
Brandon Tatum knows what the police are going through.
Policing in America is one of the most underappreciated professions, period. Because you're underappreciated, overworked, and they over expect you to do stuff. Like, there's an over expectation of policing.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's renewed concern about tech stock values fizzling out after a disappointing quarter for Snapchat's parent company, Snap Inc. Snap saw a major slowdown in its digital advertising, and it is failing to offer a forecast for the company. Its slump is a warning for other big tech names that rely on ad revenue. FedEx is suspending Sunday residential delivery in some locations starting the week of August 15th. The company says it's working on improving efficiency and reducing costs. The areas losing Sunday service are mostly those with smaller populations. Convenience store chain 7-Eleven has cut about 880 corporate jobs in the United States. The retail chain says the cutbacks are at support centers and field operations in Texas and Ohio. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-328-9696. That's 800-328-9696.
The Papa Report.
Hey, it's John Papa, president of DPS Advisors. Hope you're enjoying the Joe Piscopo Morning Show. I'm the host of The Papa Report. Each week we talk about current financial topics that affect your investments and retirement plans. Market volatility, have you feeling nervous? Tune in on Saturday at 9 a.m. or Sunday at 1 p.m. to hear how you can reduce risk in your portfolio. The S&P 500 is down 20% year to date. Bonds are down double digits. Interest rates are rising. Have you lost more in your portfolio this year than you thought? Are you worried about running out of money? If you answered yes to these questions, then you're taking way too much risk in your portfolio. Check out the Papa Report Saturday at 9 a.m. or Sunday at 1 p.m. If you want help now, call our office at 973-226-6000 to schedule your no-obligation meeting and get your complimentary DPS report, which will give you the answers you're looking for. Call now.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. Joe is off today. I am, of course, Al Gattulo. Joe Sibilia is sitting in as well. We will take you up till 10 o'clock when Mike Gallagher will take over the airwaves. Joe is off today. He will be back on Monday. He is taking his daughter in for a procedure, and so he needed to take the day off today. He will be back on Monday. Right now, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, who represents New York's 11th Congressional District, is joining us on the phone right now. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning, Al. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you. Thanks for joining us. Now, Congresswoman, what is the importance of the environmental and economic impact study in deciding whether or not the congestion pricing plan is necessary?
Yeah, I mean, look, when you hear President Biden talk and all these people talk, they're always talking about, you know, climate change and the environment. So why do they want to steamroll right over the process that would give us all the data, being that congestion pricing in New York City will be the first in the nation? They seem to be in such a rush to get this thing done as opposed to doing their due diligence to see what the impact would be, not just the environmental impact statement, but it would require actually an economic impact study, see what the impact would be on businesses, on residents. Look, the people that are not familiar with congestion pricing, basically it is a tax for those individuals who drive into Manhattan city center. You know, it's been done in London. It has not been effective, actually, in reducing emissions. And a matter of fact, the congestion now is around the outside parts of that zone. Right. So it just shifts the congestion. Now, the reality is, if we want people to ride our subway, we need to give them more mass transit options, number one. But we also need to make sure our transportation system is safe. And right now, people don't feel safe. If you are a nurse working an overnight shift, do you feel comfortable riding the subway into Manhattan? If you are going for, you know, chemotherapy or radiation treatments or dialysis in Manhattan, do you feel safe the early mornings riding the subway? The people do not feel safe. The city and the governor need to get our public safety issues under control. But this is not the time to tax people another fee. Gas prices are up. Everything is up right now, right? And they want to hit you now with another cost.
And you know, what bothers me about this, Congresswoman, is that the MTA is saying it'll raise $1 billion to help maintain the MTA. What have they done with the money that they've gotten already, that they need another $1 billion on top of all the funding that they've gotten for years? It seems to me like they're not spending their money wisely, and maybe they should go and check their books a little bit more to say, hey, do we really need this? Because it seems very excessive to me.
That is absolutely right. And if you look at projects like the Long Island Eastern Access Tunnel, look how long over schedule it took to complete, how much over budget it was. It's just outrageous that they are not reining in the MTA, making them more efficient, and making sure that they stick to the project timelines and schedules. But look, we can utilize our waterways. If we want to improve, you know, access to Manhattan, we should be adding more ferry service. We should be looking for more bus options. There are things that we can be doing to give people like us on Staten Island, right, where we don't have as many services and as parts of the other city. And matter of fact, the infrastructure bill gives the city opportunity to apply for matching grant programs where they would pick up the majority of the cost for some of these infrastructure needs and expansion of transportation. They should be looking to that, not looking to impose another fee on people. And by the way, if they do go forward with this, right, and we're trying to stop whatever we can do on the federal level, it really is a state and local issue, but we're trying to see with oversight if there's a way we can slow it down or delay it, being that it is the first in the nation. They have to give the people of Staten Island a credit. We will not accept a double toll. If we already pay a fee to get into Manhattan to connect to the rest of the city, right, that cost of the Verrazano Bridge needs to be credited toward any additional fee that they want to charge.
I agree with you 100%. We're talking with Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, who's a representative for New York's 11th Congressional District. Now, Congresswoman, if I'm not mistaken, you and Congressman Josh Gottheimer are working on the federal level to try and limit what the city can do and, in fact, try to withhold federal funding from, you know, making this happen if the MTA just decides to go through with the plan. Is that correct?
Yeah, we put in an amendment the other day that would prohibit any federal funds from being used for the implementation of this program. Now, we did have Secretary Buttigieg come before our transportation committee, and I asked him to ensure that this is a transparent process, that the review is made public, that they require a due diligence here, and that they release an economic impact statement, not just a little bit of a, you know, we want a thorough process, and the federal government does have say over that process to make sure the city and state are meeting certain requirements. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hold the secretary accountable on this. We're going to hold the Biden administration on this. We're going to do what we can to slow it down, if not kill it. And we're going to make sure that we get a credit for any drivers that already have to pay a toll to connect with the rest of the city. But think about it. Just the idea that they want to tax you to drive to another part of the city in which you reside.
Right.
It is outrageous, and it is why people are fed up with the one-party Democratic rule in the city and state. It's just never enough. The state passed a $220 billion budget this year. Mm-hmm. That is more than twice the state of Florida, when Florida has millions of more residents. Where does it end? And that is why people are leaving. That's why we have to elect people like Lee Zeldin in November, because we cannot have this one-party rule anymore. It's just out of control.
I agree with you, and we're going to get to the Congressman Zeldin in just a second. But, you know, Nicole, to your question, why are we paying tolls to go through every borough? Why does it seem that the city views the five boroughs as five separate cities instead of one city united? Shouldn't it just be, again, I know this sounds like a crazy argument, but one toll you pay once and you can travel around the entire city. Why is it if you go from Staten Island to Brooklyn, you're paying for the Verrazano Bridge? Then to go from Brooklyn into Manhattan, you have to pay for a tunnel unless you take the Brooklyn Bridge or the Manhattan Bridge. If you head to another, you know, you're just paying over and over and over again. It does seem like it's crazy. So why are we paying the tolls in every borough?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. And there have been other plans that would actually spread the toll burden around as opposed to putting it on certain residents. Now, every other borough has access to Manhattan without paying a toll, except right, for Staten Island. We have to pay a toll to connect right to the rest of the city. And you know, the toll, by the way, is subsidizing other parts of the MTA network.
Right.
It should be used, if you're going to charge a toll, it should be used for the maintenance of that particular bridge, not to subsidize all other sorts of services for the agency.
Right.
And that is where it's been completely unfair. And you know what? We fought very hard as the state legislature when I was there
right,
with my colleagues, bipartisan effort, to freeze that toll for Staten Island residents at $5.50. It has not gone up. Since I went to the state assembly, I was there for a decade, it has not gone up. It was frozen, and we worked in a bipartisan effort to do that for the people of Staten Island for that very reason. We have to pay a toll to connect with the rest of our city.
Yeah, it was was absolutely ridiculous that the majority of the money that you pay to go over the Verrazano Bridge, which most Staten Islanders pay, goes to funding the Long Island Railroad, of which a railroad that most Staten Islanders would never even take, and I would buy that. If you ask 10 people on Staten Island, I'll guarantee you 8 of them have probably never been on the LIRR. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis is our guest right now, representing New York's 11th Congressional District, as we're here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. I'm Al Gattulo. Joe Sebelius sitting in with me. Joe is off today. He will be back on Monday. This attack on Congressman Zeldin last night up in Rochester, a horrible thing. This guy just comes right up on stage, goes at him with a sharp object. They were able to subdue him. He was not hurt. And was able to resume his speech. But, you know, after this attack, Nicole, do you have any concerns for your own safety as you're running your campaign? Are you afraid at all when you're out there in the public that somebody could come up and just do something like this?
Well, look, I think all public officials have to be concerned for their safety at this time. You know, some, like our mayor and our governor, they have private security. Others have to get their own personal security.
Right.
The issue is that we have a city and a state that is unsafe. And why? Why is that? It is because of the radical left. Most New Yorkers don't have private security, right?
That's right.
But what they are asking is for us to fully fund our police, make sure that they're present on our subway, make sure that when people are arrested, they actually go to jail. We don't want woke prosecutors that refuse to prosecute crimes. We don't want judges that are lenient. And even when they have the ability to set bail, that they decide not to. And what we need is a new governor who's going to fix the bail law. And that is exactly why Lee Zeldin needs to be elected, okay? Because he said he was going to not only fire Alvin Bragg on day one, which Kathy Hochul refuses to do, despite the fact that she has the power herself to do this, to get rid of him, and any woke prosecutor that refuses to do their job. But Lee Zeldin also said that he's going to fix New York's bail law. He's going to battle with the state legislature who refuses to make the changes necessary. What happened after Lee was attacked? The guy was released, right? Now, whether that was a lenient judge or the bail law, I'm not sure, but we'll find out that information. But it doesn't matter. The point is this is the environment that the left has created in our state and in American cities across the country. We have to fix it. That's the bottom line. You know what I mean? And what happened after? Two police officers were shot and one got killed.
Yes.
You know, we need to see what that person's criminal history was, because I bet you he was a career criminal who should not have been into the street.
I can't disagree with you, Congresswoman. You're absolutely right. We need to have some type of bail reform here in the state and give at least give judges the ability to say, listen, this person is violent and I think he or she is going to do harm to others or themselves, and we're going to keep them in jail until their trial. They should have some sort of discretion to be able to do that. Congresswoman Nicole Malley.
I'm introducing a bill to do that, just so you know, on the federal level, require that states get rid of bail, that they have to consider dangerousness. New York is one of the only states that do that in the country.
That's awesome, and I hope that gets through on the federal level, because then that would correct some of the problems in the short term. But obviously, you're right. It has to go back to the state, and hopefully Lee Zeldin gets elected. He will do just that. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, representative for New York's 11th Congressional District, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Joe Piscopo Show. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. So you heard it there. I mean, look, honestly, we need bail reform. This congestion pricing thing is out of control. It needs to be stopped. And hopefully with her and with Congressman Gottheimer, if they can do something at the federal level to actually force the MTA to not implement this program right now. And I know it's down the road, but listen, it's going to come sooner rather than later. And I don't think the citizens of New York City nor people from out of state should be double taxed, you know, just to be able to drive into Manhattan. It's ridiculous. Now, coming up next, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman will join us on the program. Nassau is back, a big concert taking place next weekend. We're going to talk to him about that, as well as the concerns about sharks all over Long Island. A couple of people have been bit, and what the executive is doing about that. And so much more right here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
81 degrees at 738. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The multi-billion dollar plan to reimagine Penn Station moving forward. The Empire State Development Corporation unanimously approved the $7 billion project, which will require financial support from New York, New Jersey, and the federal government. Under the project, buildings around the station will be demolished. 10 skyscrapers will take their place. The agreement would give developers more than $1 billion in tax breaks that will in turn go towards paying for the renovation. Those in opposition to the plan say it may not fix congestion and neglects affordable housing. Seven counties in New Jersey are being asked to conserve water due to the extreme heat. New Jersey American Water advising residents in Monmouth, Ocean, Hunterdon, Mercer, Middlesex, Somerset, and Union counties to restrict their water usage. Last week, the utility asked customers to move to an alternate watering schedule to manage water supply in order to meet increased demands due to the heat. Under this plan, residents should water outdoors on odd-numbered days of the month if their street address is an odd number, and the reverse for even-numbered homes. In sports, Yankees swept in a doubleheader against the Astros in Houston. They lost the first game 3-2, second game 7-5. Bombers will visit Baltimore tonight to take on the Orioles, and the Mets are back in action tonight. They'll host the Padres at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go out to the eastbound Gowanus Stop and Go traffic up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE heavy right up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE slowing down over by Tillery Street. Now, as you head farther east over on the BQE, getting up toward the Grand Central, it's stop-and-go traffic, and it's all due to this disabled vehicle on the ramp to the westbound Grand Central Parkway. So definitely watch for that this morning. Grand Central Parkway east up by 188th. It's an accident, so definitely watch for that one this morning. Let's go over to the southbound side of the thruway. Still moving okay, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. It looks like the northbound side of the thruway up in New Paltz, an accident on the shoulder, and watch for some stop-and-go traffic here at the Hudson River crossings, inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland, all about 15 to 20. 17 slowing down in both directions by Route 46 over in Hasbrook Heights, and traffic slowing down on the Garden State Parkway north at 127 with a disabled car. Sunny today, high of 94. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Imagine what you would do if you had grown up thinking your grandfather was a war hero, and then you discovered he was actually a Nazi, responsible for the deaths of 8,000 Jews. That's the gut-wrenching true story of Sylvia Foti, who had been led to believe that her grandfather had been a hero, a martyr for Lithuanian independence in World War II. That story is retold in a compelling new book entitled Storm in the Land of Rain. Read Storm in the Land of Rain by Sylvia Foti, available from Amazon and wherever books are sold.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to daybreakinsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's daybreakinsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's daybreakinsider.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, let me tell you about Reggie, who lives in Florida. He's got a lot of pain, came by it from just getting older, honestly, you know how it goes, pain, stiffness, and then rinse and repeat every day when you wake up, right? You get the same thing. Well, the difference is Reggie decided he wasn't going to put up with that. So he'd heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor and gave it a try. 4 days later, he was already starting to feel better. Only 4 days already working. For me, it was 5 days with a 3-week quick start. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Are you in pain? You're in pain, right? A little bit. Wouldn't you like to get rid of it? Get out of pain like I did? Well, your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to ReliefFactor.com or you call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF to hear more about this offer. We want you to feel the difference with Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Long Island native Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. She's coming back to Long Island next week. And the next gentleman we're going to have on the program here on the Joe Piscopo Show is going to talk all about that. A couple of other things as well. I'm Al Gattulo, Joe Sebelia, sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who is off today. He's taking his daughter in for a procedure. He'll be back on the show on Monday. But first up, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman joins us on the program. County Executive, welcome. Good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Executive, before we talk about the Nassau is Back concert and concerns about sharks off of Long Island, what do you think of the attack on Lee Zeldin last night? He's running for governor. Obviously, he's a congressman in Nassau County, and he was up in Rochester last night and attacked by a piece of garbage who jumped on the stage and tried to get at him with a sharp object. How do you think the catch-and-release formula adopted in the city hurts Long Island?
Well, that's the best example. Last night, you have a United States congressman running for the highest office in New York State who's attacked by someone with a blade, and they're going to be out on cashless bail this morning. It's just unbelievable, these liberal, woke laws that give criminals more rights than individuals. And I want to chastise Governor Hochul. Governor Hochul incited this by going on her social media and encouraging people to show up at Lee Zeldin's rallies and to stalk him. And I think it was highly irresponsible and not worthy of the governor of the state of New York.
You know what? I agree with you 100%, County Executive. Absolutely. She should not have done that. You know, you want to say that, you know, go there and protest. That's one thing. But you're right. I think in some ways she's liable here in what she did because she was encouraging that type of behavior. Now, you announced the Free Nassau Is Back concert featuring Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's going to be held July 30th at Eisenhower Park at the Harry Chapin Lakeside Theater. How did this concert come to fruition?
Well, we wanted to have a spectacular, large concert to welcome people back, to get people out after coronavirus, to encourage them to visit our beaches, our world-class shopping, our world-class restaurants, our museums and parks, and just get people back out. And when we were sitting around thinking about who that artist would be, well, it was a natural. Joan Jett is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. She's a Long Island resident. She lives in Nassau County. She was the obvious choice. So we started to negotiate with her team, and basically we were able to secure a date in her very busy schedule. Joan Jett and her team were very, very gracious and very easy to work with. And we are having a free concert for Joan Jett. Imagine that. So usually you'd have to pay over $100. You're going to get it for free. And we anticipate a really, really large crowd. And by the way, we have the New Jersey rock and roll band that has a lot of hits, the Smithereens, that are going to be playing tomorrow night in a free concert for Welcome Back Nassau Night. So we have a very, very big schedule of big acts to get people out.
That's pretty awesome. And what time is the concert next weekend, County Executive?
It's 8 o'clock. At Eisenhower Park at the Harry Chapin Lakeside Theater. But I suggest that people get there early.
Right.
I would get there by 6 o'clock because it's going to be very crowded and it's going to be an awesome event. And get there early, relax, find your little patch of grass, put your beach chair there or put your blanket down, and it'll be a very, very fun evening with great entertainment.
Now, speaking of places to hold concerts, County Executive, we're talking with Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. The renovated Nassau Coliseum has been dark more often than not. You said in an interview with AM New York that it would be difficult to keep the venue in its present form. How do you think the closure of the Coliseum will impact Nassau County economically, and how can competition from UBS Arena and other venues be staved off?
Well, it's going to be very difficult for the operator of the Coliseum. Quite frankly, I think they're looking at other uses for that property. We're looking for other uses for that property. Mm-hmm. It's a shame, but you have a state-of-the-art brand-new arena, the UBS Arena, just 4 miles away from the Coliseum. So right. It's going to be hard for the Coliseum to compete. But I'm committed, so long as the Coliseum is open, I'm committed to, supporting the Coliseum and the events there. And as a matter of fact, I met the other day with the president of the NBA G League team, the Long Island Nets, on ways we can get the word out that great basketball is taking place at the Coliseum.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good. Now, you braved the waters of Nickerson Beach recently to put beachgoers at ease as reports of shark sightings and attacks have increased. Would you go in the water today if you had the opportunity? That's kind of a silly question because it's going to be 95 degrees. I'd be in the water no matter what.
I am going in the water today. That's a definite.
Right.
If the beaches are open. Sunday, I had a two-hour break between all my campaign stops. Not campaign stops, but regular stops.
Sure.
And basically, I walked to the ocean. And I was ready to go in, and there was a red flag up. I asked the lifeguard what the deal was, and he said that a shark had just swum by, and they were being cautious. And they should be cautious. Mm. But I also want to let people know that we have our drones out. We have our helicopters out. We have our police boats out. We have our beach patrols out. And we have our lifeguards out, all designed to protect the public. Be smart. Don't fish I mean, don't swim where people are fishing because the bait attracts the sharks.
Right.
If you see a lot of birds circling the water, it means that there are a lot of fish there, and sharks follow the fish.
Right.
Sharks don't want to bite humans. They want to bite fish. They want to eat fish. So it's very safe to go on the water if you take precautions. And, of course, always swim in front of a lifeguard stand.
Absolutely. Good advice for anybody who's trying to get in the water, no matter whether it's in Long Island, on the New Jersey shoreline, wherever you are. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman was our guest here on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. Again, the Nassau's Back concert. It's free. It's featuring Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's going to be July 30th, Eisenhower Park, Harry Chapin Lakeside Theater. It starts at 8, but get there early. The Smithereens will be playing tomorrow night as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. County Executive, thanks so much for joining us on the program today. We very much appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Great summer. Have a great summer.
You too. You too. Bruce Blakeman, the Nassau County Executive, he's doing a great job there, and they've done some excellent work. This is great. A free concert. Joan Jett, how can you beat it? I mean, he's right. You'd pay, and we talked about it last hour, you pay, you know, hundreds of dollars to go and see a show. You get to see Joan Jett for free next weekend. You could see the Smithereens this weekend. That's some really cool stuff. And again, with the beach stuff, by the way, one other tip I want to give people for going in the water, they tell you to don't go in the water early in the morning or when the sun goes down. That's when sharks want to feed. When it's hot in the middle of the day, the sharks aren't feeding as much because they don't want to get beaten up by the sun as well. So that's probably the best time to get in the water. Just a little tip there. We are coming up with weather in just a few minutes. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Russ Salzberg and Dr. Theodore Strange. And later on in the show, Councilman Joe Borelli and New Jersey State Senators Vin Gopal and State Senator Michael Testa to talk about the beer restrictions that are taking place in New Jersey. But at 7:51, it's time for Debbie Duhame in the traffic. Debbie?
Thank you so much, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway eastbound right at the Seaford Oyster Bay. It's a disabled vehicle over there. Traffic is slowing down just a bit as you take a ride to Lakeland Avenue, getting out through Bohemia, getting reports of an accident over by Vets Highway. Expect delays on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. More volume eastbound BQE getting up to the ramp to the westbound Grand Central Parkway. That disabled vehicle still on the ramp. Westbound BQE stop and go heading down toward McGinnis-Humboldt. And over on the Grand Central Parkway East at 188th, it's an accident being cleared. Definitely steer clear of that one. The Cross Bronx westbound heavy traffic right through Castle Hill Avenue. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland all about 15 to 20. Volume over on Tunnelly Avenue northbound getting up towards Secaucus Road over in Jersey City. 17 northbound slowing down getting up through Hasbrook Heights. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka wants more people to stand up.
Sometimes it's just innate. Because that's what a real man is. They actually run towards the danger. And that's what this young man, Dickon, did. He protected the innocent, and he killed evil. That's what the left would call toxic masculinity. And that's what we need a lot more of.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Now you can travel to Israel. Spend 10 extraordinary days in the Holy Land this November. Collect remarkable memories on a trip that will change you forever. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza lead our tour of Israel with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Join them and enjoy picturesque and unforgettable places you'll treasure for a lifetime. Reserve your spot today at standwithisraeltour.com.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment. which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
On 9/11, 2,977 people were killed in terrorist attacks on American soil. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler is one of those heroes. He reenlisted in the Army after 9/11. He suffered a series of injuries that left him unable to walk. Specialist Wheeler and his family moved into a mortgage-free smart home in Texas that was custom designed for his needs. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate, please, $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
You know, I realized after I loaded this song, this is the Arthur Idala Power Hour song. Maybe I shouldn't have used this. I'm sorry, Arthur. You know. Who doesn't like the Rolling Stones, though? You know, I've never seen the Rolling Stones in concert.
That surprises me.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I happen to miss them every time that they come around. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe young Mr. Idala will be heading out to Europe next week to see the
I believe Stones. So, yes. Yeah. I think so.
Al Gattulo and Joe Sebelia sitting in for Joe Piscopo this morning on the Joe Piscopo show. I almost said on the AM 970, the Answer show. No, that's the radio station. Believe me, folks, I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking water and coffee. It's okay. And it is time for the weather. See, I told you I was going to blank on Jeff's last name, Jeff Nordine. Jeff, I'm sorry. See, I'm trying to remember six different things, and it's all getting ahead of me. It's probably because of the heat, and we've got, it's already 81 degrees now, and this heat is just not going to stop today, tomorrow, or the next day. Is that right?
No, it's really not. We have no relief until probably Monday or Tuesday when we start getting back in the low 90s and even in the mid 80s, so... You know, it's something to really keep in mind is the hydration, not just water, but make sure you get those electrolytes.
Right.
Get inside if there's AC available, take shade. But yeah, sunny to partly cloudy. It will be less humid today, and then it starts getting humid again tomorrow.
Okay. And we're talking, won't be until like Tuesday before really this, the heat and humidity breaks. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, Tuesday, because we're back in the low 90s on Monday, so technically it's a break from 98 on Sunday, which is going to beat the record of 97, and then Tuesday, like I said, 86. No rain in sight, unfortunately, except for maybe some thunderstorms possible Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Jeff, we will check in with you next hour. We'll get a little bit more of an extended forecast from Jeff, because, boy, I'll tell you, most of the nation is suffering from this heat, and it's really bad, and, Jeff said it best. Water, electrolytes, get those fluids in you. Make sure you can get into some air conditioning if you can. There's cooling centers open all around New York City. A lot of places in New Jersey as well. I would check with your local municipalities to find out where the closest cooling center is for you. We are coming back next hour. Russ Salzberg will be joining us at 8:25, and Dr. Theodore Strange, we'll talk with him at 8:40 about monkeypox, COVID-19, and the possibility of masks going back on the kids in the fall. That's right. You heard it first. Al Gattulo, Joe Sebelia sitting in here for Joe Piscopo. We will be back right after the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.